let's talk about that first element of the show, and that is the Algerian Embassy, which is at 500 Wilbrod Street, the east end of Sandy Hill, not too far from the Russian Embassy and the bridge to Vanier. It's in a part of town that maybe a lot of students pass by without even knowing. But if you do look down just east of Charlotte Street to 500 Wilbrod, you'll notice almost like a mansion, really. It's an enormous building, and we want to shed some light on that building's history today. So to help us with that is the resident local history guy here at the University of Ottawa. Now, I say that because when I spoke to the media relations people at the U of O, I said, who at the school can really shed some light on this? They said, oh, you've got to talk to Michel Prévost. He's the guy. He's he knows everything there is to know. You just heard him chuckle a little bit. I'd like to welcome him to the show. He's the chief archivist at the school. And Michel Prévost, welcome to Around the Block.
Thank you, Nick.
Let's talk about this building.
First of all, I agree with you. It's look more as a castle, a chateau, than a house.
There's a turret on there.
Yes, exactly, in front. In fact, it's a Queen Anne style, and it's certainly one of the most beautiful house in Ottawa, and fortunately, it's protected by the Ontario Heritage Act. So it's preserved for the next generation because it's a so beautiful house, but also the place. It's very near to the Rideau River, and when this house was built at the beginning of the 19th century in 1900-1902, there was no building around, so the owner have a very nice view of the Rideau River. This building was designed by John Wards. He is an important Ottawa architect. He is also the first curator of the National Gallery of Canada, and he worked for 25 years for the Department of Public Works. And one of his most significant building is really what we call the Fleck Patterson House. And when you look outside, you told us just about the tower, but also it's the color of it's a beautiful and huge sandstone house set on a gray stone foundation. And when you look at the roof, there is with red teal. It's very unique.
It's not the kind of tile you see in Canada very often.
No, exactly. And as I told you before, it's more a chateau, and it's why it's protected by the Heritage Act. And if you look on the west side also, there is a porte cochère led for the coach. And there is at the back a coach house, exactly with the same style, the same stone, and of the than the house. Because today, again, unfortunately, they built a lot of houses around, but before there was a huge surrounding for this house.
So you mentioned that it's known as the Fleck Patterson House. I imagine that's because the two people who most famously occupied that house were Fleck and Patterson. Who was Fleck?
Exactly. Well, Fleck is not very well known. Andrew Fleck, he was a very rich businessman who lived in this house for more than four decades. But the second owner is very better known. It's Stephen Norman Patterson. Norman Patterson was born in 1883 in Portage la Prairie, Manitoba. He started his career with the Manitoba Railway at the but he resigned at the beginning of the 19th century to enter with the grain business with his father, and he formed the N.M. Patterson and Co. At the beginning at Thunder Bay, but later he also formed the Patterson Steamship Limited, and really became one of the very respected and successful businessmen. why he is so well known? It's because in 1940 he was appointed to the Canadian Senate by Prime Minister Mackenzie King, and he served as the first chancellor also of Lakehead University, and he retired from the Senate in 1981 after 40 years of service. He held the record for the oldest active senator. He resigned at 88 years old.
he stuck around for a while.
Yes, exactly. And he died 2 years after, a few days after his 100th anniversary. And in fact, it's impossible today to be a Senate at the to be a senator at 19 years, because they changed the law. Now you have to resign at 75
right.
years old. So maybe it's because of him. I don't know.
But so he was 98 when he retired?
Yes, exactly. And it says active, so I don't know if at the end if he was so active than that, but it was possible in 1981 to be a senator at 90 years old. Yes.
So what was his deal? Like in 1940, the Prime Minister said, please sit in the Senate, and he said, yes, I will. And so that's when he just plopped down in his house and commuted every day to the Senate for the next, you know, like 3 years?
Every day, I don't know. He was a very businessman, but also it's important to know that he was a very generous also and charitable man, because in 1970 he incorporated a private charitable foundation bearing his name, and if you look still today there is the Patterson Foundation, and this corporation is very active in Saskatchewan, Manitoba, and in the Northern Territories in the area of education, healthcare, in religion, social welfare, and also in arts.
And that does still exist to this day.
Yeah, yes, it's even if it's the pass away, his foundation is still very active, because he was also a senator, but also a businessman, and a very rich businessman. To own the Fleck Patterson house, you need to be rich, for sure.
And apparently the Algerians fulfilled that criteria and paid almost $3 million for that property.
$3 million, but could you imagine the price today for this house? I'm sure that now it's more than that.
Yeah, very well could be.
I cannot afford to buy a house like that. And not you, for sure.
Not me. That's right. Not yet, anyway. Give me a few years. But I wonder, is this Senator Patterson, is he remembered in Ottawa as a generous man, as a long-serving senator? Is he very well known?
Not in Ottawa, more in Manitoba, Saskatchewan, because he came from there, and also because he gave most of his money for this part of the country. And in fact, when you sit at the Senate, you're not there the year long. You pass a big part of your life not at the Senate. But he was at this time active. He was also, I think that he was more known at Carleton, because he was part of the member of the Board of Governors of Carleton. So for sure he is better known at Carleton University than at the University of Ottawa.
Is he the Patterson at the Patterson School of, like, there's a Patterson School at Carleton University. Is that named after him?
I'm sure that it's this building was named after him, because he was involved with, like us, we have Desmarais. Paul Desmarais was very involved at the university. He was a rich man. He helped the university. So maybe Patterson did the same with Carleton University.
Interesting. His house that he lived in, the Fleck Patterson House, is one of many, you know, heritage buildings in the city. But I wonder, I mean, you just told us a whole lot about that building's history and the history of its occupants. Could you do the same for a whole lot of other embassies? I mean, is this common that countries will come here and look for property that is, lack of a better phrase, you know, storied and pretty cool?
It's because a family cannot afford today to manage a house like that. So it's why so many huge mansion in Sandy Hill are not owned anymore by a family. So many embassy now, if you look just here on Laurier Street, where for many years it was the embassy of Belgium, and now it's the embassy for the Sultanate of Brunei. It's but at the beginning, this house was owned by Mr. Cochon. He was a politician. But if you look today, you know that a family, even if you are a politician or very rich, you cannot pay for all the fees related for a chateau, a castle like that. So it's why many, many embassies are now housed in that kind of houses.
Maybe some show in the near future we can have you back and talk about another piece of property in this area.
Oh, that will be my pleasure, for sure.
Well, thanks so much, Michel Prévost, for coming on the show.
I'm giving also historical tours of Sandy Hill, so you can be in touch. Yes, with a group. When I have a group of five people and more, I organize a tour, and just reach me at the University of Ottawa Archives, and it's very easy to organize.
Listeners, take note. And thanks once again, Michel.
It was my pleasure.